Thank you, Yahad Vahey. Yahad Vahey, Yeshua Mashiach. Yahad Vahey. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto you, Yeshua Mashiach, the Lamb that is seated on the throne. The Lamb that was slain that is now seated on the throne. Blessing, blessing, blessing and honor and glory and power. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto you, Yeshua Mashiach. Yeshua Mashiach, the mighty God. Yeshua Mashiach, the everlasting Father. Yeshua Mashiach, the Prince of Peace. Yeshua Mashiach. Oh, hallelujah. Yeshua Mashiach. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jesus. Leta baba baba push the kasibidibi. Leto zototo. Yahad vahei Elohim. Yeshua Mashiach. Kara sata baba baba. Keraba. Retetetete shakaziba baba. Glory, glory, glory. Welcome to day four. We are on day four of 15 days of prayers of the Holy Spirit. And those of you who have been joining in, I trust that you have been blessed. You know, send us comments, send us prayer requests, send us, you know, DM us, let us know how the program has been like for you. Send us like testimonies of the things that we've been praying about. You know, I trust and I do know, and I'm very certain because of my faith in the Word of God, that your life has been changed, your life has been improved, your life has been impacted, and your life has been transported, glory to God, transported into God's divine plan, God's divine will, God's perfect will for your lives in this generation, in this season of your life. So please do let us know your testimonies. Please do go onto the website and let us know what your experience has been like. We'd like to hear from you and connect with you, you know, and we can share even more resources with you that you can continue on this trajectory that the Holy Spirit and the Word of God has launched you in. Glory to God. So we are on day four, and on the whatthewordsays.org website, you go on the menu. Like we've been doing, a lot of you now know your way around. Around the whatthewordsays.org website. But for those of you who do not know your way around yet, these prayers, these 15 days of prayers of the Holy Spirit, we have put them, you know, we've put the prayer points, the resource of the prayer points on the website. So you can actually go on the website and read it and read the prayer points and the study and the confession with us, all right? So we are on day four and we're going to get right into it. I'm on the website right now and I'm right on the resource. Okay, so study the word. And today we're getting into 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 4 to 7. Glory to God, from verse 4 to 7. So you'd find that, you know, this prayer point of the Holy Spirit is related to the one that we did in day three that has to do with pneumaticos charisma. Hallelujah. So it has to do with pneumaticos charisma. And so if you haven't done day three, I would advise you to go and do day three and then come to day four, because it's like a follow-up prayer point, you know, for the things that we were prayed for and we're praying about in day three. This is like the follow-up of it. Okay, so 15 days of prayers of the Holy Spirit, day four. Enrichment in utterance, knowledge, and all spiritual gifts, and all pneumaticos charisma. Okay, pneumaticos charisma. So now when we're talking about pneumaticos charisma, we're talking about spiritual abilities. So now that word charisma is from the word charis, which means charis is from grace. That means that the ability works just by the Spirit of God. All right, it works by the grace of God. The grace of God that is at work, that was given to us in Christ Jesus, has now awarded us these spiritual abilities that we now have as God's children. Okay, and we looked at them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We prayed about them from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, those pneumaticos charisma. And these are for every child of God, every Christian, every child of God who has received the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says that you must not be ignorant of these things. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1, it says that regarding the pneumaticos, brethren, I say that you must not be ignorant. I do not want that you be ignorant. That's what the Apostle Paul said to us by the Spirit of God. That means that the Lord does not want us to be ignorant about these things. So the Lord wants us to know them. The Lord wants us to desire them. He says, desire pneumaticos. When you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he opens it up from verse 1. It says that you must desire the pneumaticos. So a lot of God's children do not know that these are things that God wants you first to desire, and then also God wants you to also to pursue them and to be expectant of them and to know that they exist, and to know that they exist for every Christian, for every child of God, all right? So there are different teachings that you hear about this, but here at What the Word Says, based on our study and our teaching at What the Word Says, we discovered that all these abilities, all these nine abilities, all these nine pneumaticos charismas, okay, are available for everyone. Okay, you would have some that are predominantly operate in one person, you know, like maybe you'd have somebody who predominantly works in the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge the most, and another one that works in gifts of healing, the charismas of healing, or the working of miracles, like predominantly, you know, that expression of the Holy Spirit works in and through them predominantly. But all of the nine are for all of us, you understand? So you will have those instances where one or the other works, manifests itself predominantly in one believer or the other or the next. But that does not mean to say that the other ones are no longer work or no longer can work or find expression in and through that one believer. You know, so as a child of God, you now have to be expectant of the working of all of them. Glory to God. You have to be expectant of the working of all of them, even though different people with different personalities will gravitate towards one or the other. And that one will the one is probably the one that will predominantly manifest itself in and through that one. Okay, but all of them have been made available. All of them have been made available. So depending on the need of the time, hallelujah, you can be expectant of the manifestation of the Spirit, of pneumaticos charisma, of these pneumaticos charisma, depending on the need at the time. Okay, so at the time you can require, you know, you can require like diverse kinds of tongues at a particular situation. You can require interpretation of tongues depending on, do you understand? So if you are ministering to somebody who's got who's experiencing a health challenge, you understand, at that time what you need is the gifts of healing. So you can be expectant, and you need this is something that first of all you need to be knowledgeable about first, and to know that it is available to you. Okay, so a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I've been a Christian, I've been born again for a long time, but I've never seen these work in and through me at all. I've never known that these were available to work and to manifest in and through my life at all. So that is why knowledge is critical. So number one, you have to know that the Holy Spirit has these abilities that he has made available to us, that he wants to manifest in and through us, all right, to address throughout our day, to help and to meet people's needs. It says for the good and profit of all. Okay, but if you're not taught on these things rightly, so the right teaching is critical. You know, I always say to people, if the teaching is wrong, then the believing is wrong, then you're not going to get the desired results. Okay, but if the teaching is accurate, and then that means that the believing is going to be accurate, and then you're going to get divine results. Okay, you get that? So now, when the Word of God tells us that he does not want us to be ignorant regarding the pneumaticos, regarding the manifestations of what? Of pneumaticos charismas. God does not want his children to be ignorant of them. Why? Because, you know, there are a lot of situations that require that only the manifestation of the Spirit can address and deal with properly. Okay, so now these prayers, this is why this is one of the prayers of the Spirit. Okay, this is one of the prayers of the Spirit, because that's the will of God for you as a Christian, as a child of God, to be able to know that these spiritual abilities have been made available, so that you're not chasing after one man of God or the other. Yeah, this man of God must pray for this man of God, must give me a word. This man of God, God doesn't, that was never the plan. that was never God's plan. All right, with pneumaticos charisma, right? That you're chasing after that guy because he's the guy that can give me a word of prophecy. Oh, you're chasing after that guy, but that's the one that's gonna give me the word of wisdom. Oh, okay, that one is the one, is the only one that can work miracles. But the manifestation of the Spirit has been given to profit with all. All right, so God wants you to grow. Hallelujah, to grow in your Christian walk, where you can be able to, you know, be expectant and to believe and to trust God and to have faith in God's word for the manifestations, all manifestations of all nine of pneumaticos charismas, not just one or not just the one that you're comfortable with, all of them, all right? Because maybe you're ministering to somebody that needs healing. What is required there? Yes, you know, there's the provisions of laying hands on the sick and they recover, but then there's also a manifestation of the Spirit where you can have faith to receive, hallelujah, to receive that charisma, that manifestation of the Spirit for unusual healings, okay, for unusual manifestations of healings, okay. So you can't say I'm only accustomed to the word of, you know, the word of knowledge. So I wouldn't know that this person. No, if you are there and the Holy Spirit is in you. Now the Holy Spirit, you see, so there's a reason why, you know, some of the translations, when you start to talk about spiritual gifts, they translated it spiritual, that charisma is usually translated gifts, you understand? But you know, the word there is actually not gift, you know, but the word there is it's an endowment, it's an expression, a manifestation, all right? More than, it's a spiritual manifestation, more than it is a gift, because the true gift is the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So now the person of the Holy Spirit, who's the gift of the Holy Spirit, he now gives you these endowments, these expressions, these manifestations, okay? So it's also very important that you rightly communicate who's who and what is what, okay? So the ability is not really the gift per se, even though a lot of, you know, Christian circles or scholars would say, yeah, it's the gift of prophecy, Joseph. It's not really a gift. It's really the gift, the true gift, in accordance with the scriptures. The Holy Spirit is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the gift. All right, so now that you have received the Holy Spirit, you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. All right, that means if the Holy Spirit is in you, that means you have the spiritual gift in you. So it's not like I've been born again, but I've never known that I have spiritual gifts. I've been born again for so long, but I've never known that I have spiritual gifts or whatever. If you have received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, is the spiritual gift. So it's too late for you to say that I do not have a spiritual gift. Because in true scriptural revelation, true scripture understanding and communication, the Holy Spirit is the spiritual gift. So if you have received the Holy Spirit, you know, you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. That means now the nine pneumaticos charismas, the nine manifestations, the nine endowments of the gift of the Holy Spirit can now work in and through you, because the one that supplies the ministry of the pneumaticos charisma is in you, okay? So now it would be wrong for you to say, I only received one spiritual gift, which is the gift. That is wrong spiritual communication. Okay, so I will get into, you know, teaching about this further, you know, as the Lord wills. And I can have more time to really get into proper teaching of this. Okay, so that is just a brief, you know, so that you understand, because some of you be like, I don't know why I would pray this, because I don't have a spiritual gift. I don't think, but the Holy Spirit is the, you see, so that the issue is not, the issue is whether is not whether, you know, the manifestation of the Spirit has been given to you or works in and through you or not. The issue is wrong teaching. You've been under, you were taught wrongly by the people that, you know, were supposed to teach you the right thing, but you are here today at what the Word says and will give you undiluted, all right, the teaching of the Word of God as it says in the Word of God, all right, so that you can flourish in the things of God. Glory to God. So if you have received the Holy Spirit, that means you are gifted. You are spiritually gifted already. Glory to God. So now you now have to now these prayers of the Spirit, now what they will do when you begin to pray this prayer of the Spirit, that now begins to unlock, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit that is already in you. The prayers will now begin to help you to release the manifestation for the expression, hallelujah, to be granted in and through you. You already have the gift, but now the prayer is for the expression, the manifestation, hallelujah, to flow effortlessly from in and through you. Glory to God. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into the prayer point. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 4 to 7 in the King James Version. This is the prayer point. It says, I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. The grace of God has been given you by Jesus Christ. Do you know? Is that a knowledge? Is that a knowledge that you possess in you and you're conscious of, that the grace of God has been given to you by Jesus Christ? The grace of God has been given to me by Jesus Christ. I am graced. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 5. That in everything you are enriched. In everything you are enriched. Glory to God. I am enriched in everything. I am enriched in everything by Him. I am enriched in everything by Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And then it says, in all utterance. Hey, utterance. Utterance. Now, what is he getting into? He's getting into pneumaticos charisma. What is he referring to? He's referring to pneumaticos charisma. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 1, okay? And then he gets now into the details of this pneumaticos charismas in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, okay? But he starts with it here, that this is the will, this is the desire of the Father, the desire of God for you regarding the manifestations and expressions of the Holy Spirit in and through you. Okay, so he starts it out in the prayer, in the introduction here with the prayer. Okay, it says in all utterance, and then it says, and in all knowledge. Aha, so now that word knowledge there is the same one that he's referring to when he begins to communicate of the word of knowledge, about the word of knowledge. So now he says, and in all knowledge, utterance in all knowledge. Hallelujah. In all knowledge, and then what else? And says, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. So what is he talking about? All knowledge of the testimony of Christ. So there is a knowledge that comes with the testimony of Christ. There's a revelation knowledge that the Holy Spirit gives you. There's a manifestation. There's a pneumaticos charisma that the Holy Spirit gives you. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit gives you with the testimony of Christ, with the gospel of Christ, with the message of Christ. There's an understanding. Okay, so now this is what he's talking about. This is a pneumaticos charisma. All right. The pneumaticos charisma of utterance in all knowledge. All right. And then it says, so that you come behind in no gift. Now they say gift there, which is what? Charisma. Okay, so, but then the translators just say gift. Okay. And in all charisma, it says, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8. Who shall confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Hallelujah. And that word utterance, in all utterance, that is logo. Logos. All right. That is logos. That is the totality in all the knowledge of the totality, the knowledge of the Word of God. The revelation of the knowledge of the Word of God. Okay, the knowledge and the revelation of what? Of the gospel of Christ, of the testimony of Christ. Okay, so that's why it says utterance and knowledge. Okay, utterance and knowledge, logos and knowledge, all right? Okay, so I think because of time, you can go and read the other translations of this prayer point of the Holy Spirit. We're going to get into the prayer right now. Glory to God. So you can pray the word with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace, which you have given me in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, that by this grace, I am enriched by you in all things, in all wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding, with utterance of your word, and also in the knowledge and understanding of all things. By this, I do not come behind in any spiritual ability and grace, as I patiently wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is confirming me unto the end, that I may be blameless in the day of his appearing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, amen. Let's pray. Laka sokora boishtaka zepete bashtakaha rata dedete bezosha rako sabarishtaka yabadada lantoza pralishtaka zepetege rata zabaza bazito rekazeka zeka zedededa labason tolokoj de baredebete rabaka zukutugushta. Lento braleshte bezepete geshta. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lako sabaradeshte kazi. Rada zepa zepa zepeta. Rako shabaradishe. Lento zabagadishte karada baba. Raza da 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 geya. Reza da bada zeya. Zendra da gada zeya. Libra da zada desha. Libra ka zubudu goshte kahida bada. Raba baba zoshtu kurada bada. Lanto zeperedeshte kazi. Thank you for the manifestation. Thank you for the manifestation, Heavenly Father, of pneumaticos charisma in and through me. We ask and we thank you, Spirit of God, that you may have free course, have free course to manifest yourself in and through us in the name of Jesus, with diverse kinds of pneumaticos charismas, diverse kinds of spiritual gifts, spiritual manifestations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you grant us utterance. You grant us utterance of the Word of God, revelation utterance of the Word of God, revelatory utterance of the Word of God in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, the manifestation of pneumatic charisma in the revelation and in the communication of the revelations of the Word of God and the revelations of the testimony of Christ. The utterance and the manifestation of these utterances are given to us. We come behind in none of this. We come behind in no charisma, in no pneumaticos charisma. None of us come behind in any manifestation of the Holy Spirit in and through us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. La sobralishte kahedebida. Rata zete zete zosha, rika zupralista kayebedeke, rato zoga zoga zobota, rato uja pralista kade, rata zabazabazishe, razupta parida bata. Father, we are expectant. Father, we are expectant in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, and we refuse to be ignorant concerning the pneumaticos charismas in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But with faith, we are expectant for the manifestation of the Spirit, for the manifestations of pneumaticos charismas in and through us from today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rasa baba baba bashtakaha redezebedesha regededeshtaka yidabasa librazika bade radozoptopoda ribababazito radadadadisha kadababa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You establish us unto the end. You establish us unto the day of Jesus Christ with these pneumaticos charismas, with these spiritual abilities, with these spiritual endowments in the name of Jesus Christ, working in and through us, manifesting in and through us by your power, by your grace, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lepra Zika Dagusta Paredebesa Ranto Zapralishe Rezeke Zeke Zekete Razabadabadabashe Rakoja Bagadista Karedebeta Lendra Zepreleta Likoza Batagista Ledre Lepetezenta Razazazazadada Ratagadadago Ragagagagesha Rekazagadagagagesho Rapazoko Dogosta Badi Razupa Rikatia Razuku Taika Razuku Toyoka Ragagagagesha Lento Zapralista Kayeptebeta Radadada Gosta Pralista Kaseptebeta Lepra Zika Ragusta Kahedebeso Ranto Zabadu Sheptegede Rababa Bushe Radadada Gushe Lagazada Dushe Repazuku to Posta Karedebeso Rapapazunta Repapazunta. Whether it's the word of wisdom, whether it's the word of knowledge, whether it's the gift of healing, whether it is faith, whether it is prophecy, whether it is tongues, diverse kinds of tongues, an interpretation of tongues, glory to God, working of miracles, hallelujah. Father, we come behind in no gift, we come behind in no pneumaticos charisma, we come behind in none of them. They are all at work in us, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, in our going out, in our coming in our vocations, in our families, in our ministries, in our everyday lives. The manifestation of the Spirit is working and flowing in and through us, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To profit with all, to profit all, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are sensitive and we are expectant. We are always sensitive and attuned and expectant, glory to God, for the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in and through us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for a fresh level, a new level, a new dimension, a new operation of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in and through us from this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Zenta karada basopta pore, razu pralista kazepte beshe, razu pralista kazapta bada, reba baba zupta kata, rakazuku duku zeka, regazobo do bondono shopta belede, raba popo boshe, lakozoko do goshte, le grazebe de de, le brazeke de be, radozobo do sha, libra liga de ka, lagagagagesha, le kazoko do goshta barida baso, lantoza baradi, lantoza baradi, li kazu pralista. Kahedebisa, Rata Baba Baba Pasha, La Koza Gataka, Rada Dada. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, we thank you, Father, that by your grace, by your ability, we are enriched in all things. We are enriched in all pneumaticos charismas. We are enriched with all pneumaticos charismas. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Lekoza paradashta kada, rata dada geshta basa, libra kazo praleshta kaba, ranto zakazite, lento zapadishe, raka zakaka, reta kadesha, libra dishta kazopta bora, rata dada doshta kasepte bete, rapazuku tugushta kahe, lekrazi padada, rapazi padada, rekazo. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ a release of a new level, a release of new manifestations, a release of greater manifestations of spiritual gifts, of pneumatical us charismas in and through you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Leko zaparadashtikaha. Lanto zaparadesha. Lekazepazete. 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 Especially in the revelation knowledge. In the revelation knowledge of the testimony of Jesus Christ. You have revelations. You will have supernatural knowledge. Supernatural insights. Supernatural downloads of information regarding the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lika sabarada. La ba 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 ba. By the power of the Holy Spirit that is in you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lika zukuraba. Ranto zakadi. Ranto zakadi. Ranto zakadi. Ranto zakadi. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, we release upon you greater manifestations. Greater manifestations of pneumaticos charismas. In the name of Jesus. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. It is working in your life in the name of Jesus. Leko japralishta kada. Rita kazekete. Rata kazobosha. Renta subdeboreta. Ragazuku zakada. Reda pradeshte bede. Rabazuku dubosta. Lekazoko rodoshte bada. Rababababoshe. Rekazadadoshe. Rabazokodoshe. Legaladazoshe. Lantozoporoshe. Rakozogodoshe. Lebrazobodogoshe. Lagagagagosha. Rakadabadagosha. Rekazoko do posta, lencha le debede, rada bazuku duka, raga zuku duche, rapa zobo do goshta kaha. Everybody under my voice receives greater manifestations of pneumaticos charismas from this moment, from right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. La bazoko ro goshta kaha, re debede pesha, rapa kaza dosha, le debede gosha, rapa kazi padaka, rapa baba pa, re tabazoko do go. Rako zakadishe, rako zakadishe, le brazoko doka, raka gegeke, raka zokoto, rabazute, repazute, regezoko do goshta baha. Lanta karada basse, lentoko zabadashe, le brazeke de peya, rata bababa, regazeke de geshta kaba, rata bazutu budoshe, rebaka zuku du doshe, rebaka zuku du dosha, lata zaka zakaga, raga gaga gushte gege, raga gaga gushta gaga, raga gaga gushta gaga, raka gaga geta, raka gaga geta, rata patada desha, repazoto doshe, raka zoko doshe, repazoko dosha, rata dada desha, repazo. Pari katabashta kazi rentra la basadosha rata baba 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 ba rego zokoro goste kaha raza zaza ziza rega zaza zaza zika rega zaza zaza zika reka zada dada gika la zuparadeshta kaha. Yeah, la soborogo, la soborogo, rakazika da gusta barende bese, rabazuku du goshe, radazubu du goshe, radazubu du boshe, reta pradaga doshe, rabazubu du goshta, librazopta kadopa, rababa bazokaka, rababa bazokaka, ratakakaka, retakakasa, ratakakasha, rapasogo du goshta karende bese. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus Christ, likoza pralish. I come against ignorance of pneumaticos charismas. I come against disbelief. I come against unbelief in the name of Jesus. I come against fear in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command them to go from you in the name of Jesus. Receive boldness. Receive boldness in the name of Jesus to walk in the manifestations of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, leka sabarata, rababa bazikata, rebaba bazokota, radaba zoshte karede bese. And Father, I decree and I declare that they're more sensitive, that they're more sensitive to the promptings of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in and through them from today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, laka zibarata, redebezonta, ledegezoka, librata dosha, lagrata gosha, rakta kazosha, Zapakazosha, Radadadadesh, the Kabahadalate, Regezepeterete, Lepezeketerete, 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 Legozogodorota, Li pazo kazo kata rada pazushta parede besha rada da da de rada da da de rapazaka de reposta kazipa da cha lendra lida bazipta para rata baba pohe la zupta paji rakazuku du go rakazuku du gosta bayeta repazo pazo bata repazo pazo bata rakazo kazo koto goshe regazo poto roshe rata zopra la doshe leko japta parida in the name of Yeshua Mashiach la sopra lista kaha ranta zapa zapa zenta lanta zaka rata denta lentra kadra la da zenta lepto japta rata genta ragazoko desha regazoko to gosha rekazopo to dosha repta zopo to doshta kabaha ripa kazika da she rapa papa yuda she rekezobo do wonde rabrazuto repazuko rakazuko to gosha baye rata da deshe rakazapa rata geshe lenta zapa dati lenta zapa dati lenta grada base rakazuke rakazuke rakazuka daba reda baba boshe lako zaparadika lenta zapadadisha lenta zapadadisha rata baba ba leta bradada lekazadada Zenta parida basoto kosho la brazipa gadosha le brazika da bosha rabababa regoza baradista kaza lantoza badadesha. Thank you, Father, but by your grace we are enriched. Everyone under the sound of my voice is enriched by you in all things, in all wisdom, in all revelation, knowledge, and understanding, with utterance of your word, and also in the knowledge and understanding of all things. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree, I declare that they come behind in no gift, they come behind in no charisma, they come behind in no manifestations of the Holy Spirit from today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, reta bazoko to goshta kaha rata data zuta le grale de pezeshta kade rapa papa zukushe rata data kubushe ragaza da dodosha. And I come against fear, I come against unbelief, I come against the ignorance. In the name of Jesus, I command it to be bound and to leave them now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, I decree and I declare that the manifestations of the Spirit will begin to flow in and through them from this moment forward right now. The manifestations of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, the manifestations of the Spirit, the word of wisdom begins to flow, the word of knowledge, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, faith by the Holy Spirit, the manifestation of faith, supernatural faith, in the name of Jesus, gifts of healings, in the name of Jesus, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and discerning of spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lebaka satarada, ribaka zubada gushtekade, ratra dakazika, rebaka zokoto gushtekasa. Nothing will stop the flow of the manifestations of the Spirit in and through your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, nothing will stop the rivers of living water, rivers of living water, from flowing, manifestations of the Spirit from flowing in and through your children, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Leka sataraba, rika zakagagage, rika zakaragage, lento zopraladada, rabakazesha, rabakazesha, zekazazesha, reta kazeshta baha, rita brazishta kaba, ranto zabaradishe, leko zabababa, rato zabaradada, rebakazita gashe, lanto bralida, leko zoko to goshta baride, repepepe zedete, rakazoko radade, Rabazoko Dadasha Lama Sontoro Goshta Bade Rebebebe Boshta. From today, no fear, no ignorance of the spiritual, of the pneumaticos, of pneumaticos charismas. No more ignorance, in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, more faith, greater expectations, with knowledge, with sound knowledge, with accurate knowledge, faith in the accurate knowledge and from the accurate teaching of God's word regarding manifestations of the Holy Spirit is released. It is released right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any doubts, any unbeliefs, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they go, in the name of Jesus. All fear, spirits of fear, you spirit of fear, I command you to go, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You walk boldly, you be bold, you step out in faith, in expectation of the manifestations of the Spirit to solve any problem, to solve challenges that you encounter, to solve problems that you encounter, to heal the sick, to give words, to give wisdom, to give direction, to give counsel. Hallelujah. To see by divine revelation the spiritual atmosphere of where you are, what you're dealing with. These are manifestations of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to release tongues, interpretation of tongues. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and to manifest prophecy, not only for your own life, but for the lives around you, for the lives of people around you. They will benefit to profit. They will profit all the people that are around you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you that these manifestations of the Spirit are not only for ministers and for ministry and for pulpits and for church programs. These manifestations of the Spirit have been given to us for our lives daily. Okay, so you're probably accustomed to the manifestations of this Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit manifests in and through me when I'm leading the cell meeting, when I'm leading the church service. No, for your day-to-day life. This is who you are. Hey, if the Spirit of God is in you, these manifestations happen in and through you throughout your day. Whether you're at your work, whether you're at school, whether you've got to visit your friend, you've got to visit anyone, these manifestations, you must be expected. Whether you're walking in the street, wherever, it doesn't matter whether you're driving, you can receive these divine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So begin to expect them every day. Begin to expect them every time. Begin to expect them. Walk with that expectation that the Holy Spirit is in you and that He wants to manifest Himself in and through you all the time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. These are the manifestations of the Spirit that have been given to the body of Christ. To the body of Christ. And you have it. It's in you. You have it. It's in you. Glory to God. And it has been released in you. So from today, continue to be expectant. Continue to be expectant in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And as you step out to give that word of knowledge, that word of that revelation, to give that word of wisdom, hallelujah, to give that prophecy, that word of prophecy, to lay hands on somebody who needs a miracle for healing, for the working of miracles, unusual manifestations of miracles. Be expectant. Be expectant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, we're now going to get into the segment of Speak the Word. So you can repeat this confession after me and then we can close. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which enriches me in all things, is at work in me because of my union with Him. I am enriched in revelation of the Word of God, in utterance of the Word of God, in the knowledge of the Word of God, and in the understanding of all things. The gifts, callings, and supernatural abilities of God are at work in and through me as He confirms me unto the end, blameless until the day of the Lord Jesus' appearing. Amen, 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 and amen. We have come to the end of day 4. Please tune in again to day 5. It gets even more explosive. You don't want to miss it. Glory to God. I trust you've been blessed by today's prayer of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, where we were looking at, you know, enrichment in all things and in all utterance. Glory to God. We looked at enrichment in utterance, knowledge, and all spiritual gifts and all pneumaticos charisma, which is also a follow-up prayer point from day 3, you know. So if you haven't done day 3, I advise you to go and do the day 3 prayer session and join us again, you know, for day 5, okay? So tomorrow we're going to be getting into day 5 and I'm going to meet you there and we're going to take this to a higher level. My name is Shingi. I love you. God bless you. And remember that this is your time.